Welcome to God and Country Radio, a program that discusses current social, political, economic, prophetic events on life scripture. I'm your Bible teacher, Pastor Brad Winship, pastor of Harbor Bible Church in Lawrence Harbor, New Jersey. This week's program is more about the false religion of wokeism, which would be the third program in the series. I'm addressing this issue again because this is the place where the battle is raging. This is where the battle lines are being drawn between Christianity and wokeism, or as it's also called, critical race theory or social Marxism. Martin Luther said back in the 1500s, "If I profess with the loudest voice and the clearest exposition every portion of truth of God, except that little point which the world and the devil are at the moment attacking, I am not confessing Christ, however boldly I may be professing Christ. Where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved, and to be steady on all the battlefields besides is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that point." In other words, if I expound on the existence of God or the Trinity, but avoid the biblical condemnation of LGBTQ and critical race theory, the current battle going on today, I am really not being faithful to the Word of God, because the attack on Christ is happening in LGBTQ and CRT. If we don't battle those current issues, it's like showing up to fight the enemy on the shores of Argentina when D-Day is happening on Omaha Beach. So this is why I'm spending so much programming addressing wokeism. And as I mentioned last week, the news media and the public are beginning to wake up concerning this battle between wokeism versus Christianity. And it is here that the culture war is raging between these two religions. Just like in ancient Israel, there was the battle between the Jehovah worshipers and the Baal worshipers. And the one thing that the Christian community can be thankful for is that the public is finally becoming aware of the differences and the lines are being drawn. The conservative journalist Mark Tapscott at faithhill.org has a great article explaining the cultural influence and dominance of CRT. Quote, "There are two kinds of people who work on congressional staffs these days. Those who are trying to come to terms, one way or the other, with critical race theory, CRT, and those who soon will be. And it doesn't matter if you are a scheduler, a chief of staff, or any other position on a typical staff. Whether you think CRT is the gospel truth or a false god from the pit of hell, you are or will have to make up your mind about where you stand on this ideology. The media is saturated with news stories that assume CRT is the last word about reality. There are policy advocates who want CRT to shape law and regulation. The academic, religion, and popular culture realms are dominated by CRT-shaped assumptions. And more than a few well-known evangelical leaders preach CRT, as if it, not Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in the New Testament, is the gospel." Unquote, Mark Tapscott. So, as Christians, this is what we're dealing with. This is a 21st century showdown between the prophets of Baal and Elijah on Mount Carmel, or the showdown on the Areopagus between Paul and the philosophers of Athens. As Christians, we must fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18, Paul told Timothy to fight the good fight, keep faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected and suffered shipwreck in regard to the faith. And Paul told Titus in Titus chapter 1, holding fast the faithful word, which is in accordance with the teaching, so that you'll be able to both exhort in sound doctrine and refute those who contradict. For there are many rebellious men, empty talkers, deceivers, who must be silenced because they're upsetting whole households. such as the false doctrine of wokeism. And wokeism needs to be taken down with gospel truth. Oh, and here's a quote from a movie line that might apply. The commander was inspiring his team, quote, "I know we're outnumbered and outgunned, but that doesn't mean we can't make a difference. It's up to us to let people know that there is a fight on, a fight that we need them to join. Most of those soldiers, the enemy, don't want to be here. We have to make it too hard and too difficult and too bloody for them to stay." Unquote. Chris Hemsworth, Red Dawn. Or how about something a little bit better? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 33. "Who by faith conquered kingdoms and performed acts of righteousness." And of course, we don't use guns and bullets, but we battle just as hard with something more powerful. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, "For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ." Or rather, this means we are taking every cultural ideology and systems of beliefs captive to the obedience of Christ. One more thought. As I mentioned last week, false teaching in a nation is like a disease, an infection, a cancer. If the body's healthy, it will fight off the disease until the next disease comes along. And if the body is unhealthy, the infection will be fatal. The great disease in America is sin. There's been a lot of talk about COVID and vaccines and masks. But if you follow this program, you've probably noticed I haven't done any programs over the last year in this regard. I haven't had the time for it, so I've left that to others, because my concern has not been physical diseases in America, but America's ideological moral disease, which is far worse. I mean, parents will take their children to a doctor and quarantine them over physical diseases, but they will think nothing of placing their children in public schools to be infected with false doctrine. We have a priority problem here. The coronavirus is nothing compared to the moral doctrinal problem. We put masks on our children and even take them out of school to protect them from a virus that really will have no serious effect upon them. But we send them to public school with their ears and their minds open to the doctrines of demons. But this has always been the problem in fallen humanity, a concern for the physical and neglect for the spiritual and moral. Now, I have addressed the COVID situation when it first got started, but only in regard to the spiritual problem of people's fears and government paternalism. Other than that, the COVID pandemic is nothing compared to the disease of sin. Now, in regard to wokeism, this week, I want to address one aspect of the false doctrinal teaching being spread by the woke. Just like the New Testament took on the false teaching of the Judaizers, the Gnostics, the Nicolaitans. And over the summer, I plan to do additional programs covering the various false doctrines of wokeism, because this all is addressed in the Bible. For today's program, the one false teaching of wokeism that I want to address is blaming others for your sin, blaming the environment, even blaming God, but certainly not yourself. Voddie Baucham, a great conservative African-American evangelist, I mean, he's been banging the drum against CRT, working to inform the Christian community as to its errors. In a video I just watched, he covered four of the main principles being promoted by the advocates of CRT. First, that CRT teaches that racism is everything. Second, that whites are incurably racist because they'll only do that which benefits them. Number three, that whites operate on a racist source of truth, science and reason, rather than the alleged black way of coming to truth by feelings and experience. And fourth, since minorities come to truth only on the right basis, only minorities can speak to this issue of racism. And so what we're seeing here is a false hermetology and anthropology, a false doctrine of sin in man, a false source of authority, man's feelings and intuitions rather than the word of God, and a false soteriology, a wrong view of salvation. CRT presents the wrong problem and the wrong cure. And I'm going to put a link to Vodi Bauckham's lecture in this week's YouTube. But what I want us to see is that behind all of these CRT beliefs, these beliefs are not the thing itself. They're not the core error. What is at the root is blaming others for your own sin and failure. The sins of others are the reason for the disparity between me and other people. The reason I'm in distress. The reason I'm on drugs or I steal or I go with the gangs is because of the racism of others. And this is the immediate excuse the unsaved man will always go to explain away and justify his sin. It's a timeless heresy. Genesis 3:12, the man said, "The woman you gave to be with me, she gave me from the tree and I ate." Genesis 4:4, the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, and so Cain imagined it was all Abel's fault, not his own, and he killed Abel. Genesis 37, Joseph's brothers were jealous of Joseph, so they saw Joseph as the problem, not themselves. So they got rid of Joseph. The blame game is the oldest lie of the devil, and those who play this game are thoroughly deceived. They actually think they're doing justice, that they are the righteous ones because blaming others seems so right according to their feelings of sinful pride. A pride and self-righteousness that they do not see, even as the Pharisees in Jesus' day were the blind leaders of the blind. Now, promoters of CRT call it an analytic tool, a way of seeing and interpreting the world around you. In reality, it's a way to see the world to justify your sin and cover your guilt. The sinful flesh grabs on to that excuse like a man dying of thirst grabs a pail of water, or like a naked man or woman grabs for the nearest towel. 2 Timothy 4:8, they will not endure sound doctrine, doctrines about themselves that condemn them, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they heap for themselves teachers in accordance with their own desires. And they turn away their ears from the truth and turn aside to myths. CRT, critical race theory, like all false doctrine and all defense mechanisms, cloud every judgment. Becoming woke, waking up, for these people, means seeing this new excuse for your sin and loving it and thinking, this is what I've been missing all of my life. Now, I could give many examples here. I mean, there's plenty of obvious CRT statements being made in the news, but let me share a subtle one, just to see if you can catch it. As in the quote I just gave from Mark Tapcott, the popular culture and government is dominated by CRT assumptions. And here is one. Anthony Fauci, the COVID-19 czar, said in a speech to the woke students at Emory University the following about COVID. And his speech lined right up with the woke doctrine that the faculty and the students were expecting. Quote, COVID-19 has shown a bright light on our own societal failings. Our country's experience with COVID-19 has not only upended our own lives, but it has uncovered a stark reality and failing in our own society. The unacceptable disparities in health experienced by minority groups, especially African Americans, Hispanics, and Native Americans, many members of minority groups have a much greater risk of COVID-19, often because of the nature of their jobs, that many of them have as essential workers in society. More importantly, when people of color get infected with SARS-CoV-2, they will more likely develop a severe consequence of the infection, and this is because minorities in general have a greater incidence and prevalence of underlying comorbidity medical conditions that include hypertension, chronic lung disease, diabetes, and obesity that lead to a multifold increase in hospitalizations and deaths from COVID-19 compared to the general public. Now, very few of the comorbidities have racial determinants. Almost all are related to social determinants of health, dating back to disadvantaged conditions that some people of color find themselves in from birth, regarding the availability of an adequate diet, access to health care, and the undeniable effects of racism in our society, unquote, Anthony Fauci. So in short, Fauci is saying that COVID deaths are related to racism, and that's woke theology. The emphasis is not you are responsible for your health decisions. No, it's the fault of the racism of others. And this is really a good example of how the false religion of wokeism blinds people's thinking. So here is the train of reasoning. First, there is racism. Then racism causes poverty for blacks and minorities. Poverty causes a lack of education. And that also causes a poor diet. But does it? I mean, I've gone food shopping. Good food in proper amounts costs the same as bad food in large quantities. Well, this lack of education causes poor dietary choices. This causes comorbidity issues with COVID. So death by COVID is caused by racism. This is the classic example of the fallacy of hasty generalization. Making a single connection or giving a single reason when really multiple factors are involved. You see, here's the problem. Along each of these steps, there are moral choices the individual has to make that result in whether his suffering will become a liability or an asset. And when I speak of suffering, I'm talking about social persecution, physical or mental limitations, life circumstances, even the moral battle over our own flesh. Like Joseph in Egypt. He was persecuted, but then he had to decide whether he was going to be a victim or a victor. He understood that his sale into slavery was meant for evil, but he also knew that God meant it for good. Genesis chapter 50. Therefore, he could use his lemons to make lemonade. Evil done against us can actually help us if we have the right attitude. So Joseph didn't need to be trapped in a cycle of bad consequences. At any point, he could choose to do what's right. As Paul writes in Philippians chapter 1, my imprisonment has fallen out for the greater progress of the gospel. So this idea of blaming all of your bad choices in life on your past, or blaming people's bad choice on racism, is very unbiblical. It's ungodly reasoning. It is the James chapter 3 wisdom that's from below. It's satanic, but it's the dogma of wokeism. And by the way, also, if you check the most recent statistics, as a percentage of the population, the number of blacks who have died from COVID is equal to the whites. But the racist narrative is so ingrained in people's minds that articles are being written, conjecturing without facts, that minorities are more affected. And these unsubstantiated claims are then touted by others like Fauci as if it's proven science. You know, one thing we know about religion, especially false religion, is people will interpret their reality through their religion. And if you follow the religion of wokeism, you will see everything through the eyes of wokeism. But here's the greater spiritual lessons Christians need to learn from all this. We always need to be careful not to blame others for our own sin. Because if we do, we cut ourselves off from God's salvation. Because blaming others sabotages genuine repentance. And without genuine repentance, there is no salvation, there's no sanctification. In the Psalms, David's transgressions were covered and he was granted mercy and forgiveness from God because he confessed his sin. Psalm 32:5, I acknowledge my sin and my iniquity I did not hide. I said I will confess my transgression to the Lord. Psalm 38:18, for I confessed my iniquity. I am full of anxiety because of my sin. Psalm 51:3, for I know my transgression and my sin is ever before me. Against you and you only I have sinned and have done what was evil in your sight, so that you are justified when you speak and blameless when you judge. David didn't blame the Hittites. He didn't blame Bathsheba. He didn't blame his wives. He didn't blame the culture. He blamed himself for failing to obey the law of God. He didn't do what was right because of his own moral choice. But in our sin, that's just something people cannot accept. That's what wokeism is all about. It can't be me. I am not the sinner. I have this book on my shelf written by an old country evangelist who founded a Christian college. And he tells a story in the book that I've never forgotten. It was a great help to me as a young man. His aphorism was this: no doubt the trouble is with you. And then he tells this story. He's speaking to college students. Quote, young people, don't start off life blaming anybody but yourself. Learn to take responsibility. When you fail, don't blame the teacher. Don't blame conditions. Don't blame circumstances. Don't make alibis. Start out in life always taking responsibilities. You're a Christian, aren't you? You have God to help you, haven't you? You have omnipotence in back of you, don't you? You're trusting God, aren't you? Well, isn't God Almighty greater than any difficulty in life? Fellow came into my office one time and he asked me for a financial backing. His shoes were cracked across the top. His heels were run down. His fingernails were dirty. He had a history of sorrows. The whole universe had been organized against him and he was against everything. This fellow, to hear him tell it, had been mistreated all of his life. His mother was mean to him. His old daddy, who was dead and gone, had treated him bad. His grandmother was a reprobate. His maternal and paternal ancestors had cursed him before he was born. The Republican Party had ruined him. And the Democrats had cursed him and spit on him. Prohibition had ruined the country and him too. I sat there and thought how pitiful it was that the poor, miserable failure would blame everyone in the world when there was nobody to blame but himself. There is nobody but you to blame for your failure. Let that sink in. Unquote, Dr. Bob Jones Sr. Great words of wisdom from the Christian worldview. Well, that's all I have time for. I'll continue this in my YouTube version of this program, God and Country Biblical Exposition. You've been listening to God and Country Radio. The website to access this program or other past programs and the links to the YouTube programs is at godandcountryradio.org. From there, you can also correspond with me. Thank you for listening today, and thank you for making God and Country just one small part of your discipleship in the Word. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, we see in the world extreme examples of the unsaved covering their sin by blaming others. May that never be found in us, because we truly confess our sin, knowing that if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, for Jesus' sake, in whose name we pray. Amen.